Pink Floyd on a Pink Friday on 103.9 The Fox. Craig Bailey, the host of Floydian Slip, he's going to be dialing us up here in a second. He hosts a show every Saturday night at 11 o'clock, Floydian Slip. 1 hour of Pink Floyd. And there he is via Skype. Craig Bailey.
Good morning, Sherman. How are you?
I'm great. Golden. Happy Pink Friday.
Yeah, back at you.
Let's start off. What is the story with Roger Waters and his new movie? What's the story going on with that?
I've heard it described as a concert film, and then I've also heard it described as a documentary, so I don't quite know what to make of it. My guess is that it will essentially be like a concert film that will also have like behind-the-scenes stuff in it.
Well, see, I'm trying to figure that out from the stories that I've seen, and it says, well, you know, it's going to be the concert, but then... It's exactly kind of how you said it. It's just like, it's up in the air.
And yeah, they're describing it as a documentary. I've never heard a concert film called a documentary. That's the thing that confused me, I guess.
Because I wasn't able to go to the show, the one that they had, I think that was at the United Center about 3 years ago. And I know that he had like three dates in a row. Mm. And I kicked myself for not going to it. I'm assuming you got out of the house that weekend and went to
I did actually get out of the house that weekend, yeah. Yeah, I saw, where was I? Was it Montreal, I think, is where I saw that show.
Okay. Well, I know that they are debuting this new movie in Toronto. They're doing it at the Toronto Film Festival September. But I would assume that it will be available for purchase after that.
My guess is that there's going to be a whole oodle of stuff. They put a lot of money into it and, you know, going to get a lot of money out of it.
Roger's got to pay the cable bill, too. He's got to make some dough.
His tour for that year, whatever it was, 2010 through 13, it grossed almost $500 million.
You know, we should probably do an ice bucket challenge for him so he can raise money.
You think he can write a big fat check for ALS?
I am challenging you, David Gilmour, for supporting Roger Waters.
That'd be great.
Did you end up getting, because I saw it in the news today, and I want to get it, but I don't want to throw out $200, speaking of money. I didn't get it yet. The Pink Floyd Division Bell 20th Anniversary Collector's Box Set. Did you shell out for that, or did you
have? No, I've been talking with their publicist, and allegedly a couple of box sets are coming my way.
They're
over in England, and it's been a few weeks, so I'm guessing I'm either going to see it pretty soon, or I'm going to realize it's not coming.
So you can be smug about that, though, when you finally get it. These are actually from England.
Great. Well, actually, I'm getting two. That's what I'm supposed to be getting. I'm keeping one for myself, and then we're going to give one away on the show. So fingers crossed.
That'll be perfect. What do you got coming up on the show tomorrow night on Floydian Slip?
I got some early stuff from A Sauceful of Secrets, also some live David Gilmour from Gdansk, and also going to play some stuff from The Wall, including that segment that has the international telephone operator on it. And we're going to talk a little bit about what James Guthrie, one of the album's producers, told us about the making of that recording back when he spoke at the Floyd Conference in Princeton this past spring.
And that's tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, and every Saturday night at 11 o'clock. Floydian Slip right here on 103.9 The Fox. Craig Bailey, go douse yourself in some ice water to support Roger Waters.
All right. Shine on.